as we really started to look towards our future as a company, we wanted to make sure we were making a positive impact in all areas that we could as a company. And as we learned more about the options of putting solar structures onto dealerships, whether it be onto a roof or, in this case, onto a unique superstructure, we had a very, we thought, exciting way to have a positive, I guess, less impact on the environment in the Charlottesville and Central Virginia community.
So this is a superstructure, and to make sure everybody understands, that means it's outside the existing building. It's that big shell around the building, floats above the roof. What actually prevented you from using the existing structure?
The way that the dealership is built, there actually is not enough roof space for all of the solar panels that would be needed to cover the electricity that needed to be generated to run the dealership. So as we partnered with SunTribe Solar, they came up with the idea of putting this structure on top of the parking garage.
And was this the first time that SunTribe proposed doing something like this? Had they handled superstructures before?
This is a unique one to SunTribe Solar as well as to Colonial Nissan.
So what did you have to think about when making this design work? And I'm also curious to know if there have been any surprises as you've gone through the construction.
There are always surprises when you go through construction. It has taken a little bit longer than we expected because this was such a unique project. We needed to make sure that the load on the parking garage obviously was sustainable. We needed to make sure that we understood what the weather patterns, how that could affect both the structure and the solar panels, as well as getting cars on and off the roof that will be sitting and being parked underneath the structure. So it has taken a few more months to get to this point than we would have liked. But I think that SunTribe Solar, as well as our company, have learned a lot in the process that should be able to help us be more efficient in looking at how to add solar structures to our dealerships for the future.
Well, I know one thing that people wrestle with when they consider the cost of installing solar is, you know, weighing that energy savings over the cost of installation. And I'm sure you've given some thought to that. When do you expect this investment in energy savings and use to really start to pay off?
Well, if we look at just the solar panels and the return on the investment of the panels, it's I believe it was just in between 6 to 7 years as far as a return on the investment. But because we had to build the superstructure to hold the solar panels, it's going to probably be about 11 years. But we still felt it was the right long-term decision, both for our community, for our company, and for the environment.
Liza, I would imagine with a superstructure powered by the sun that you see some opportunities here to use this structure to tie into the wave of new electric vehicles.
Right. We are excited about the new 2018 Nissan Leaf, and there will be another newer, even stronger Nissan Leaf coming later this year. And I think one of the exciting things is it'll be fun for our customers as they charge their Nissan Leaf at Colonial Nissan to be able to say that they have a vehicle that is powered by the sun.
And I'd also imagine that others are now going to start viewing your dealership as sort of leading the way, you know, investing significantly in solar power. And I'm wondering if you've had inquiries from others, and are you planning to maybe install some solar facilities elsewhere?
One, we've certainly had a lot of interest in the community as to having an understanding of what we're doing at our business. And I do hope that inspires some other companies and businesses in Central Virginia to look at solar options on their structures or facilities. And as we're building new dealerships, we are evaluating whether, based on the placement of the dealership and the size of the dealership, whether the solar panels and using solar is a good fit for it. After we look at the new structures, we will go back and look at the other existing structures, because it would certainly be easier to put it onto a new build as we're building it than it is to go back and retrofit something as we're doing today.
One lesson you've already learned, I imagine.
Yes.
Liza Borsches, President and CEO of Carter Myers Automotive, I wish you many sunny days to come. And thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today about this new superstructure at Colonial Nissan.
Thank you. We appreciate you having us on and look forward to a lot of people coming out and visiting and seeing what the superstructure, solar superstructure, can do for Charlottesville and hopefully for some of the vehicles that they'll purchase in the future.